This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Hello, friends. It is Thursday, December 26, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. During the program, please email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by visiting spingola.chatango.com. Most of the astute people in the alternative media acknowledge that the mainstream media has, for at least the last 100 years, misrepresented photos, has touched them up, and has dramatically altered them. The government created films and presented them as newsreels. By 1977, there were over 400 journalists, reporters, and foreign correspondents who, according to recently released records, were CIA operatives working in the news media. I am sure that number has quadrupled by now. Are we so naive that we think that this group of highly skilled operatives still focus their efforts in the mainstream media? A high-level CIA source once said, and I quote, "One journalist is worth 20 agents," unquote. The government used doubles for Osama bin Laden, who died in December of 2001, and apparently was resurrected so that SEAL Team 6, under the direction of the CIA, could kill him again in May 2011 to reaffirm to the naive masses that he was the culprit behind 9/11. Operations have gone far beyond the psychological strategy board, which Truman and Eisenhower used to propagandize the nation, and now takes more than the government educational apparatus to clone our minds. We now have the internet, the alternative media, that we can depend upon to glean the truth about World War II, the USS Liberty, 9/11, and numerous other events. Those scoundrels can't hide the truth because intelligent people, those who get the news, their news and information from the internet, no longer buy into the mainstream media tripe. Now these truths are beginning to spill out into the general population. Some smart people recognize that just five entities, all Jewish, now control the media and the nation's perceptions. People who used to roll their eyes when we conspiracy nuts revealed important data are beginning to listen. People are beginning to get suspicious about the activities of the CIA, the NSA, the IRS, and the AMA, and other ABC federal agencies. The feds had to marginalize all these crazed truth-tellers and make them look like a bunch of blathering fools. How could they do this? What could they do? What did they do? They hired Cass Sunstein, another Jew. With that, let me introduce our guest today. He is Michael Collins Piper, the author of False Flags, Template for Terror, Final Judgment, and other great books. His websites are MikePiperReport.com, MichaelCollinsPiper.wordpress.com, and MichaelCollinsPiper.podbean.com. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Deanna. Thanks for having me aboard. I hope all our listeners had a good Christmas. I I told you in a private email about my own Christmas adventures, which we won't go into here, but suffice it to say everybody's doing fine here at my address, and I hope everybody had a good Christmas, and let's gear up for a very happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the program today. And I mentioned False Flags, Template for Terror, and I think that the last three chapters, well, all the chapters are very, very good, but the last three, and particularly chapter 29, is absolute must reading for every single listener and other people.
Let me tell you, first of all, I want people to know that they can get an absolutely free ebook edition of False Flags, this very book we're talking about here today. So I want people to get their pen and paper handy, and I'll tell them how to do it in a moment. But I want to say something about False Flags. I started working on this book. Now, let me tell you the history of it while people get the pen and paper handy. I originally was going to title my 1994 book, Final Judgment. I was originally going to call that book False Flag, The Permandex Plot, The Israeli Connection to the JFK Assassination. But Willis Cardo had suggested to Mark Lane that he call his book Plausible Denial, Final Judgment, but Mark didn't like that title, and I'm glad Mark didn't like the title, because then Willis Cardo suggested to me back in 1994 that I call Final Judgment, Final Judgment. So I set aside the title False Flag or False Flags, and that was in 1994. And then in the meantime, you know, we had the Oklahoma City bombing. I forget exactly when that happened. I guess it was 95. I can never get those date straight, but we had the Oklahoma City bombing, and then in 2001 we had yet another false flag, which was 9/11, and that of course was what, 6-7 years after I had written Final Judgment. At any rate, at that time I said to myself, well, I'm going to write a book about 9/11. Because I do believe it was a false flag. 9/11 was not an inside job. It was an outside job. It was run by the Israelis. And so I started to work on that book. And I got sidetracked because I had a lot of other things. Well, then I finally said, you know what? The story of 9/11 is much bigger than 9/11. It's a story about how the Israelis have been responsible for not just 9/11, but also the Oklahoma City bombing, and also the JFK assassination. And I realized that the entirety of the template that was used in all three of these crimes was, in fact, this template for terror in which the Israelis piggybacked on pre-existing, already established U.S. operations being carried out by U.S. intelligence, and literally turned them into the real thing. And I've talked about this in some detail before, but I said to myself, that is how I'm going to frame this book on 9/11 and these crimes that preceded it, because they indeed were all false flags. And just when I thought I had the book finished, we had Sandy Hook, and then we had Boston. And, you know, my immediate reaction to Sandy Hook was, oh, my God, here we go again. Here we go again. Here is the establishment media telling us that some crazy kid went out and shot up a school. And then, of course, what happens? What always happens after a tragedy like this? There's a big push for gun control. And then, of course, we had the Boston bombing. And what always happens after this? We have the mass media telling us that crazy Muslims pursuing an anti-American, anti-Israel Muslim agenda were trying to terrorize America. And, of course, I said time and time again after the Boston bombing that I felt that it probably was another false flag operation, probably conducted by Israel. And, of course, you know, over the years, American Free Press and the Spotlight newspaper before it had repeatedly done articles pointing out that young people in America were being influenced by psychiatric drugs that were being forced into them by the medical establishment and even through our school system. And Tony Blizzard writing for our paper, and even Christopher Boleyn writing for American Free Press in the Spotlight, wrote about the use of psychiatric drugs and how they had affected the minds of young people. And you know, plus, of course, American Free Press and the Spotlight before it, and myself in my books, The Judas Goats and elsewhere, we wrote about mind control. We made it very clear that it is possible to cause someone to go out there, that the government has these programs, the CIA, the Mossad, the KGB. Covered it all. We covered it all. Now get those pen and papers handy, folks, and we'll give you that information on the book when we come back.
Right. I'll also post that link in the chat room. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper, the author of False Flags, Template for Terror, and many, many other great books, which I just love. And I actually read your books, Mike.
I appreciate that, Deanna, and I am compelled, but for good reason, to say likewise about your books. I'm looking forward to your new one in your trilogy, your first two books. Well, I wrote about them in one of my books. They're good reading, and I know your listeners are. If they're not familiar with your written words, they should be. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people today who spend a lot of time on the Internet don't really read a lot of books. and don't go off the internet to get their information, but your book, Sienna, they have a lot of the information in there that people need. So
well, thank you. And people need to read. People who do not read have no advantage over those that cannot read.
That's a great quote, and it's true. Yeah, well, you know, this thing, the reason why I go through all this detail about the history of false flags is because these false flags have been going on for a long, long time. And, you know, a couple people have gotten mad about the fact that I have pointed out time and time again in recent months that I was one of the first people out there talking about false flags.
Exactly.
Yeah, in 1994 in Final Judgment, I had a whole chapter entitled A Bad Habit, Israel's Use of False Flags in Global Terror. And in fact, at one point, a major portion of that book was pirated, that chapter was pirated without attribution in a book about the Oklahoma City bombing. So yeah, I've been writing about false flags for a long, long time, and fortunately, in this new book, False Flags, I have picked up most of that chapter that I referred to. Now, if people want to get a free copy, a PDF copy of False Flags, now, if you go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, you can see a picture of the cover of the book and so forth. But I wasn't quite sure how they were going to post this up there, but you're going to have to send an email to Dave@AmericanFreePress.net. He's our webmaster. So anyone who sends an email to Dave@AmericanFreePress.net and just put false flags, free copy in the subject line, and Dave will send the people the free copy by email. I was hoping they were going to publish it, post it right on the website, but I guess they want to do it this way, so that's how it is being done. And that's Dave, as in D-A-V-E, the name Dave, Dave@AmericanFreePress.net. So I do want people to get a free copy of the book. As I always say, I like to be able to say, now people want a hard copy of the book, they can order it from American Free Press as well for $28. I think that's the price they have on it. But I like to be able to say that I'm not here selling a book, because obviously I'm not. I mean, I'm giving the book away for free. Somebody had already posted it on the internet, but at this point, I think the information in it is such that people need to know about it, and particularly, Deanna, precisely because of those closing chapters in the book that were inspired by the events of Sandy Hook and Boston. And what's interesting is it wasn't that those chapters were inspired by what happened at Sandy Hook and what happened at Boston, but rather those chapters in the book were inspired by the events and information development, shall we say, and the information exchanges that took place largely on the internet, not exclusively, but largely on the internet through email, through social media, following Sandy Hook and Boston. And that's the key to understanding the problem here.
Exactly.
Because it has been my contention from the very beginning that, of course, just let's just focus on Sandy Hook for a moment, and that's what the chapters in the book talk about. It's been my contention from the beginning that much of the information, quote-unquote information, that we were getting about Sandy Hook from largely anonymous sources was total disinformation, just plain-out crazy stuff. I once knew a guy who liked to create stuff, total forgeries of forged documents. He forged people's diaries. He put up total nonsense on the internet in the guise of it being news stories, and sat back and laughed as people spread the stories around.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember one time years ago on my radio show right here on RBN, I was trying to point out to somebody that this one particular story that really sounded good and sounded true, and it was a story critical of Israel, I was trying to point out to them that it was actually a forgery, that it was a combination of a real story that had been published by some mainstream media source, however reliable, I don't know, but then intercut with a couple of additions that were not true. And I had people calling me and saying, well, listen, Piper, that's been published on 50 different websites that I respect. And I kept saying to them, but don't you understand where it originated? And I kept trying to point out that it was that the story was not for real, but people were getting mad at me, and people were saying, Piper's covering up for the Israelis now, or you're so naive. Don't you see what's going on here, that even if this story was made up, it has to be true? And it went on and on and on like this. So I had some early experience with this, but it was after Sandy Hook that I began to see that there was something really, as my late father used to say, something radically wrong with the exchange of information in what we like to think is the alternative media, the independent media. And this scares me, because I've been doing this independent media stuff for my entire life. I mean, I have thousands of articles published to my name. I have, 10, 12 books. You know, if anybody, people can go to this website at michaelcollinspiper.com. There's probably 100 articles that they've posted up there. That's not my website per se, but somebody administers that website and has put the information up there, which I appreciate. I do make some sales of ebooks from there, but it's not my website per se. But they can go to michaelcollinspiper.com and see, like I say, probably 100 articles that I've written about a variety of subjects. They can see the photo section, the entire photo section of my book, Final Judgment, up there. I mean, there's all sorts of information up there that I've written, so they can find out if they're not familiar with who I am. They can see what I've written, and they can see that I'm not someone who's covering up for the government or for the CIA or for the BATF or the Mossad or for, you know, whatever. I keep reading on the Internet all these people I'm covering up for and working for. I'll tell you what, I'm working for Mike Piper to pay the bills, if anybody wants to know. And unfortunately, my chosen profession is not one that pays a lot of money. But I'll tell you what, my chosen profession is one that I adore and which I have stuck with from the time that I was 20 years old, and I'm now 54. And the reason why I adore it is because I have always been given the opportunity to say what I believe, and I only write what I believe to be true. So that's one of the benefits.
And your books indicate that.
Yeah, I've never been offered a bribe by anybody to be silenced. So far as I know, and if they were trying to bribe me, they sure as hell didn't do a very good job. But anyway, the point is that I've always been very conscious of disinformation, and I've often been able to spot it. And I began to see right after Sandy Hook that a lot of these stories that were circulating out there were either absolute nonsense dreamed up by somebody who was just downright crazy, or somebody was trying to cause trouble.
Indeed. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror. And you can get that by emailing dave@americanfreepress.net, and he will send it to you, PDF file. Or you can get it online if you Google it, or I will post it in the chat room. Anyway, Mike.
Yeah, well, Deanna, it's kind of interesting. I thought of this over the break, and it's something I had touched on very briefly in your last program. You know, I was saying that no one had ever tried to bribe me not to write anything, but I can tell you, and I've mentioned this on the program, and it's worth mentioning it again, that, in fact, as a direct consequence of Sandy Hook, count them, 1, 2, 3 people banded together under the leadership of one individual in particular, who actually approached American Free Press and said, if you fire Michael Collins Piper from American Free Press, we will put you in our wills. In other words, these people promised American
wow.
Free Press, if they got rid of Mike Piper, that these people would leave their money to American Free Press. And then when that effort failed, one of these individuals wrote a letter to Willis Carter, the grand old man at American Free Press, and said, Mike Piper's very dishonest. He hasn't been telling the truth about Sandy Hook and about good people who are trying to tell the truth about Sandy Hook. And You can't believe him. Please fire him. Well, it would be kind of funny if I were fired for that reason from American Free Press. I mean, I'm not even on the American Free Press staff as it is. I've been a consultant for about 10 years now, so I'm not even really on the staff per se, but it would be kind of funny if Willis Cardo were to fire me because of that, because Willis Cardo and his wife are both absolutely convinced that all this Sandy Hook nonsense is nonsense, and of course they're strong advocates of gun owners' rights. Willis is a life member of the National Rifle Association, and they hate the idea of gun control as much as I do, and most of the staff at American Free Press, the actual people on the staff who work out of the office, have been convinced from the beginning that a lot of the material coming out about Sandy Hook is absolute nonsense. But AFP has been under pressure from outside elements that have influenced some of the people who have written for American Free Press. But there were efforts, and you know, one of our emailers after that program, Deanna, challenged me to name these people. Well, you know, as I pointed out at the time privately to you and to this other person, it's really not my job to name these people, because if these people think I'm so dishonest and that I'm lying and engaging in all this underhanded activity, I think it's incumbent upon them as patriot leaders to come forth and blow the whistle, post it all over the internet, and show what a corrupt, no good, low down SOB Mike Piper is.
Well, it's easier to just call people names. I mean, it would not be effective, or they are not effective in doing anything else, because they can't come up with any proof that what you are writing is wrong. So they resort to name calling.
Yeah, well, in this particular case, though, it really was more than name calling. It was actually something that I could have probably sued them for. In fact, I could sue them for. The statute of limitations hasn't run right yet, and it's the kind of lawsuit, though, that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and people like Cass Sunstein would love, because it would involve at least two rather prominent names in the patriot movement, plus somebody else who's been donating a lot of money to different patriot groups being sued by yours truly, and it would be I don't like lawsuits. I don't like lawsuits, but so the point is, that's just a side matter, but I thought it might be worth mentioning, because people have commented on the fact that I haven't named the people who have tried to silence me over Sandy Hook. But no, I think it's up to them. If they believe that I'm so deceptive and that I'm misleading people and that I've engaged in this underhanded activity, I challenge them. They've got access to the internet. I know that for a fact. They've got a lot of access via podcasts. They've got access via websites. I challenge them to post all this stuff up there. But Deanna, I don't want to get into that any further, because I want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to tell you two little stories that kind of set the stage for what I had in mind when I was writing these chapters, and what I was seeing as I was listening to all this material about Sandy Hook that I was hearing in the mass media. And take us back about 25 years. Back in the old Spotlight editorial offices, back before we were run out of business for telling the truth, we had these extensive file cabinets with pictures in that were sent over the UPI wire, the United Press International photo wire. They'd be pictures taken of celebrities and kings and queens and presidents and dictators and actors and actresses at public events. And we'd file them away. Well, every once in a while, I'd have to do some photo filing, and I remember coming across a photo file of Queen Elizabeth of England. And I was going through the photo file of Queen Elizabeth, and I found pictures of her taken, some of them taken just minutes apart. On one particular occasion, some of them taken months apart, some of them taken days apart, some of them taken many years apart. And I realized as I was looking through this that some of these pictures, even though they were taken at the same minute from different angles, you could actually think for a moment that it might be an entirely different person. And of course, in the media, too, a lot of times the same picture will be run over and over again, even though the picture's days old or years old. I mean, I have to confess, one of the pictures that I frequently use inside my books was taken back in 1990. I happen to think it's a pretty good picture. So
your green shirt picture?
No, it's a picture of me in a bow tie. It's always run in black and white.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, not the green shirt picture. That was just taken about 3 or 4 years ago. The green.
And I'm also aware of the other, your necktie picture.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, so I'm looking at this photo file, and I'm seeing that Queen Elizabeth looks like it could maybe five different people. So what I did is I put together a little flyer proving that five or six different women were posing as Queen Elizabeth. And, in fact, one of the pictures I used was a picture of a female impersonator dressed as Queen Elizabeth alongside, and that was one of the photos in the photo file, So I said, and I passed this around the office, and everybody got a big kick out of this. It was just a little joke, showing
sure.
that, all these pictures taken at different times of the very same person. Were really, in fact, and then I happened to find a picture of a friend of mine. I found a picture of somebody meeting Queen Elizabeth who looked from the rear like one of our colleagues at the spotlight. And I said, here's Alec de Montmorency meeting Queen Elizabeth, and everybody laughed about that. Well, shortly thereafter that, I was looking through pictures of the Kennedy assassination file, and I came across the famous picture of Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald.
Mm-hmm.
And I was familiar with all the discussion and the analysis of the Zapruder film and certainly believed, that there was obviously reason to analyze the Zapruder film and other photos of the Kennedy assassination. And just for fun, right there one day at the Spotlight office, I started drawing lines on the picture and pointing out how this photo of Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald actually proved that Jack Ruby did not shoot Lee Harvey Oswald. And everybody, took a look at it, and we laughed about it. I have a lot of files. I have those around somewhere. I wish I could pull them out. It's only worth talking about because of the context, the very serious context we're talking in now, because, you see, I did that as a joke 20 years ago, but what the same style of thing that I did as a joke is in many respects passing for serious photo analysis today in the context of both Sandy Hook and Boston. Now, I don't know whether some of the people who are doing it are totally sincere or whether some of the people who are doing it are absolutely government agents of Cass Sunstein and or of the CIA and or the Mossad or some other agency we don't know about. But I do know that what I was doing 20 years as a joke is now being taken as serious analysis by people, good people, who are listening to a lot of what we're hearing today. And that brings us full circle here, Deanna, because the reason why we are hearing a lot of this stuff today is because the real people behind the scenes, the troublemakers, the bad guys, who work for the CIA and the Mossad and for whatever, name your favorite bad government agency or name your... These people are deliberately trying to mislead people because they don't want us talking serious discussion about very real conspiracies in the midst of our world today.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to take a break. We'll be back in three.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror, and many other great books. His websites are Mike Piper Report, michaelcollinspiper.wordpress.com, michaelcollinspiper.podbean.com, and michaelcollinspiper.com. You ask some really good questions in your book that make people think. And honestly, I was taken in by a lot of what I had seen on the internet, and I thought, oh, yes, of course, this is all a hoax. And then when I was reading your book, I thought, oh, my gosh, of course, Mike is right. Look at what he is pointing out. Look at all the people that had children, grandparents and aunts and uncles. You're talking about a major, major a lot of people involved, and you ask those questions that make people think, well, dumb me. How could I have believed all that junk on the internet without any question, without really evaluating the science of it, the logistics of it?
You know, Deanna, that's the thing. I mean, you know what amuses me, since all this is, this Sandy Hook business has happened, and you know, because I do, I was broadcasting on RBN up until a couple months ago, and I still do this podcast at michaelcollinspiper.podbean.com. I was one of the more upfront voices at American Free Press raising questions about Sandy Hook. Now, American Free Press has never had an official position on Sandy Hook, and I'm not here speaking as an American Free Press representative, because there are several people who have written for American Free Press who are strong believers in the Sandy Hook conspiracy theory. I will name them. There's no mystery about it. John Friend, who has written in recent months for American Free Press, although not on Sandy Hook, he is a very strong believer in the Sandy Hook hoax. We'll call it the Sandy Hook hoax. Pete Papaheracles, who is on the American Free Press staff, he's AFP's outreach director. Pete Papaheracles, at least for a very, very long time, was an outspoken proponent of the Sandy Hook hoax. And Victor Thorne, who has actually written a little book on the subject, has been a very outspoken proponent of the Sandy Hook hoax. There have been a few other people who've been peripherally associated with American Free Press as well, who have taken that position too. So it's no secret, you know, as I say. But American Free Press has avoided reporting a lot of the stuff that's appeared on the internet, precisely because there's strong doubts about it, and I've just been a more public voice about it because I do have these broadcasts, but I don't want people to say, oh, this is American Free Press's position, but they can say without hesitation, this is Mike Piper's position. And Mike Piper isn't about to back down, even though he has had people trying to get him fired, and even though I have been smeared left and right, up and down, and subjected to some of the most vicious I've gotten more vicious emails, Deanna, from believers in the Sandy Hook hoax than I have ever gotten from people who are supporters of Israel, for the most part, inflamed by what I have written. The people who are supporters of Israel who don't like what I write usually write vulgar, childish things dealing in scatological humor, which they find very entertaining, you know, bathroom humor. But the stuff I've gotten from believers in the Sandy Hook hoax has been threatening. It's been vulgar. It's been quite disturbing. And you've seen some of it. You've seen some copies of it, and other people have as well. But be that as it may, that having been said, you see, what's so important about all this material, particularly that came out in Sandy Hook, is that it has set the stage for this growing mindset that nothing is for real, that everything is a hoax. One of the prime proponents of the idea that Sandy Hook is a hoax now says that Paul Walker, the race car driver, that his death was a hoax.
Exactly. And, I just read that.
Yeah, it just goes on and on and on. Now I understand they're saying that nobody died on 9/11. That the authorities, the New World Order, the Illuminati, whoever was responsible, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, sealed off Lower Manhattan to make sure nobody died, just like they made sure nobody died at Sandy Hook. Well, you know, I kept saying from the very beginning when people started saying no kids died at Sandy Hook, I don't believe that our government is benevolent and beneficent. I don't believe that the Israelis or the CIA or whoever you want to blame, I don't believe that these are the people who started world wars. These are the people who have been responsible for Jewish Bolshevism in Russia that killed millions and setting the stage for many, many other communist triumphs around the world. These are the people that engage in the international drug trade. These are the people that killed John F. Kennedy, and, well, some people now say that was a hoax, but these are the people who are behind the Oklahoma City bombing. Whoever you want to blame, these are the people that are involved in these very real cover-ups. I've never seen any evidence that they hesitate in killing people, and yet all of a sudden we're now told that, oh, they just faked Sandy Hook to stampede us into supporting gun control. Now, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I think of myself as a vaguely logical person. If our government is so corrupt and all these different agencies and political elements are so nasty, as we've always been saying, why are we now saying that they really don't do these things and that they just get actors to go out there and pose and throw around fake blood or no blood at all, as I hear about Sandy Hook? It just amazes me. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting because the editor of American Free Press, Chris Petherick, and I were talking one day, along with Paul Angel, who's the managing editor of the Barnes Review, and I want to do a shout-out to the Barnes Review and tell people to check its website out at barnesreview.com. We were talking about this growing phenomenon on the Internet primarily, which is suggesting that everything is a hoax and nothing is for real. And Chris said to me, he said, you know, that'd make an interesting article. And so, and suggesting that I do it. Usually I generate most of the stuff that I write for the paper myself. Every once in a while, Chris will come along and say, hey, Mike, could you do me an article on such and such? But usually I just pretty much come up with them myself. But I said to Chris, I said, yeah, that's a great article. That's an article that needs to be done. So I wrote that article for American Free Press, basically saying that we have reached this position now where nobody believes that anything for real is for real. And that was basically the theme of the article, and I passingly alluded to Sandy Hook. And I want to tell you, Deanna, you would be amazed at the reaction that provoked on the Internet. American Free Press readers who are not on the Internet, and there are many of them who are not, it didn't faze them in the least other than to say, well, that's very interesting to find out that people believe all these things are hoaxes. But people who read that article as it was posted online and as they saw it in American Free Press said, aha, here's proof that Michael Collins Piper is now working for the government. The guys in the trench coats have bribed him or blackmailed or coerced him into covering up the fact that no children died at Sandy Hook. Our benevolent government that never kills anybody. Ask Randy Weaver about our benevolent government. Ask the survivors of the people at Waco. Ask them if the government doesn't go in and kill people. No, the government does kill people, and the Mossad does kill people, and all sorts of terrible people who are part of this international power elite that you've written about in your books, Deanna. They do kill people. They cause wars. And in an odd way, to even suggest that they don't do it is almost like a way of covering up for them in and of itself. But the response to that article was extraordinary because people have gotten into this point where it's become a hobby for them. You know, there's been a couple people who have been vocal critics of you and you, Deanna, and me. This Mr. Delaney and this Mr. Anglin. I heard them recently. Talk about that when we come back.
All righty. I hate to interrupt this, but this is the top of the hour break. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.